I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Koziol.
Coleman, and it's a 4-on-4 opportunity. Coleman with a puck. Lukanen meets the save, and the rebound, they score. Flames stay right in front of the net. And Kuznetsov gets his second of the year, and the Flames just keep getting that two-goal lead back.
There's Dan Dunleavy on the call. Yeah, it seemed like every time Buffalo got it within one, Flames would get it right back. There's another example of it right there. Jan Kuznetsov, late second, right after Dahlin had cut it to 4-3. He gets it back to a 5-3 margin. That's your game winner. And it's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the postgame, Brian Koziol with you. 7-4, Sabres fall to the Flames. 0-3 on the road trip. 2-9-2 on the road this season. That is a bad mark in Buffalo's column in the standings here. No more points tonight. They go right to Edmonton tonight. They'll have another game tomorrow against Connor McDavid and the Oilers. 9 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots of the third were 7-6 Buffalo. It ends up 29-28 Sabres in the game. Both teams scoring twice on the power play in this one. Wolf gets the win with 25 saves, 4 goals against. Lukanen, the loss, 17 saves, 5 goals against. Lyon came in and played the third, 4-for-4 there, and then 2 of the Calgary 28 shots went into the empty net. And your 3 stars brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. Dahlin with a goal and an assist. He is star number 3. Sharon Govich, he had 2 goals. He opened the scoring and closed the scoring. He also had an assist. He's star number 2. And Nazem Kadri, who tonight was in on quite a few there, he assisted on the first 2 goals and then also had a goal later in the game. He is star number 1 in front of 16,278 at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. All right, more in a moment here in terms of save of the game, driver on the league standings, but let's bring in Paul Hamilton for his final take. And, Paul, the third period didn't have as much action going on as the other periods there, and the Sabres tried to make it interesting with that late goal, but they let up 2 empties.
Yeah, I believe that is 12 now, empty net goals. Yep. Now they have not scored a 6-on-5 goal all year. They did score a 6-on-4 goal this year, which is the first. They haven't given up any 6-on-4 goals. They just scored one on the power play, Alex Tuck. With yep. a good tip, but you know, you can't just go to sleep after you've scored a goal. And their shifts after goals were just not good in the least. I mean, and of course my computer is going to go out on me, but yeah, I'll have to go back. I'll have to go to my notes here. You know, Tage Thompson in the second period makes it 2-1 at 4:24, but Huberdeau scores at 7:05. Owen Power scores at 13:43.
Let me jump in on that, Paul. After Thompson scored, the next shift is a penalty, and then after that is a penalty, and then the Huberdeau goal. So, like, there's a little time gap there, barely, but in between the two goals was two penalties, too. So that wasn't a good response. Yeah, so, go ahead, continue.
So, you know, Power scores at 13:43. They give one up to Kadri at 14:14. Dahlin scores at 16:32. They give one up to Kuznetsov at 17:27. Tuck scores at 17:29, the open netter at 18:12, and then another open netter at 19:53. So they worked to get four goals in this game, but the end result is you couldn't hold on to it. I mean, you say, all right, the Sabres scored three goals in the second period, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, if that's all I said to you, all right, if the Sabres scored three goals in the second period, they probably won the hockey game.
Right.
Well, they also gave up three goals in the second period. You know, so that's the problem. And they're just not sharp. As I said, their puck handling was atrocious to start this game. They got outshot 12-7, and it was really worse than that as far as the way that period went. But just to watch, you know, Power be unaware on that Kadri has gotten between him and the goaltender to score a goal. It's just the awareness was horrible in this game by this team. They didn't get some breaks in this game. You know, Sharon Govich's goal is off his shoulder. Anderson breaks his stick as he shoots. It's a knuckleball, but screened anyway. There are people in front. I mean, Huberdeau puts one off the post, off Lukanen's skate and in. But still, even though those things are going against you, one of the reasons they're going against you is you're playing so poorly. You're giving them these opportunities, you know, for Sharon Govich to stand in front of the net and have one go in off his shoulder. Or, you know, other teammates of Anderson's are in front of the net. So Anderson, even though he breaks his stick, he scores. Huberdeau is wide open for a layup. Well, he doesn't score in the layup, but he gets a little bit of luck hitting it off the post, off of skating in. But still, why is Huberdeau standing by the post all by himself, you know, for a tap-in? You know, why is Kadri in all alone on Lukanen? Well, because Power is totally oblivious to Kadri coming in. And then the one goal by Kuznetsov, Dahlin blows a tire behind the net, and Coleman is allowed to bring the puck out because Dahlin fell, and he brings it right to the crease. Lukanen makes the first save, but nobody picks up Kuznetsov, and it's in the net. You know, so it's just they just shot themselves in the foot so many times in this game, and Calgary winds up with seven goals.
7-4, the final. Sabres will be at Edmonton tomorrow to try to get some points on this road trip. They are 0-3 so far. And again, the road struggles continue here tonight. Paul, Lindy Ruff changed up some lines going into this game here. How did you think those played out in terms of either thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, what zone are we talking about? The offensive zone or the defensive zone?
You're right. The scoring was better. Four.
Yeah. Yeah, it
defensive
was.
Side of it, no. You're right.
I don't think Norris, even though he had an assist, I don't think he had a great game. He didn't look on to me at all. You know, he had changed his line, but, Norris actually had two assists on the game. I did like the best play I thought he made was when he made a nice move to bring the puck up, sends in Doan. Dahlin reads the play, joins the play, goes to the net, and Doan puts a perfect pass over there. That was the one play Norris made I liked a lot, you know, coming up. You know, and the Thompson goal, You know, he makes a pretty good play there. But overall, I agree with Lindy Ruff. He's just not quite on his game yet. He is picking up points, but at the end of the night, he has two assists. He also is minus two. He also has won five faceoffs and lost seven. Now, is he still not quite 100%, which hinders his faceoffs? We'll never know that. You know, they're not going to tell us that. You know, Tage Thompson's minus four. Now, plus minus isn't the end-all, beat-all. Alex Tuch is minus three. Both scored goals. So, okay. Both your best players scored goals. They're a combined minus seven on the night. So where are you? Rasmus Dahlin, a goal and assist, minus three. You know, and again, plus minus isn't the end-all, beat-all. They probably, I haven't even looked, and I almost will guarantee you they all were on the ice for the two empty netters, but the fact remains is these empty netters are killing them. You know, and it's because they don't work hard enough on 6-on-5, and their best players are out there for these empty netters, and they're not working hard enough. Thompson was on for both empty netters. Norris was on for both. Zucker was on for both. Dahlin was on for both. Tuch was only on for one of them. Those are going to be minuses for them on the empty netters. And they're not going to get pluses because they were on a power play on the Tuch goal. But still, that's why I don't want to get too carried away with plus minus. But still, again, what zone are we talking about? Thompson and Tuch? Dahlin probably were pretty good in the offensive zone tonight. How were they in the defensive zone? Probably not great, you know, because they were on the ice for some goals too. Tuch had four shots, five shot attempts. Thompson had three shots, seven shot attempts. Dahlin had two shots, six shot attempts. You know, so, but I wouldn't sit there and say that, I mean, Wolf did give up four goals. He didn't stand on his head by any means, even though Buffalo had 29 shots on him and had another 37 shot attempts in addition to the 29. I don't want to do that math. You can do it while I'm talking. Too many nines and eights in there. But still, that gives you the idea. They did have shots that were blocked. You know, the 17 shots were blocked against them. They were missing the net also at times. So, you know, the end result is not good enough. That's for sure. They were not good enough in this game. And most of it was because they couldn't do a shift after a goal was scored. And that absolutely killed them.
Yeah, I mean, the shot attempts end up 66-47 in Buffalo's favor.
Thank you.
You're right. I mean, you and I had over the last, you know, three, four games had said, oh, look, the shot totals are up. The shot attempt totals are up. But have they really been earning better chances in terms of working harder around the net? I know that was something you started off pregame with here tonight, Paul. Do you think they worked harder around the net?
Right before they scored the 6-on-4 goal where everybody wound up in the penalty box, I thought they worked really hard there. That's what I want to see. I mean, they were nuts in there going after that puck to the point where they Wolf's so mad. Wolf drew a penalty along with Krebs and Ball. So, that's what I want to see. I want to see everybody all for one and one for all around that crease. Lindy Ruff should take that and run it on continuous loop for about a half hour with the whole team sitting there. If they want to see what kind of intensity you need around the net, and that was perfect. And they didn't score on that, but it led to a goal because Calgary got mad and started taking penalties. And then after the penalties were taken at 17:02, Buffalo had a goal by 17:29. So 27 seconds later, they had a goal, and it all started with that great intensity around the net. But we need to see more of that. We just can't see it once or twice a game.
Right. Okay, Paul, let's finish with tomorrow. Very quick turnaround. They're at Edmonton. Of course, Buffalo handled the Oilers in one of their best games of the season in November. What's an early look for you in terms of your thoughts for tomorrow here as they still don't have a point on this road trip?
Well, luckily for them, it's not a long trip. You know, it's a long trip from the Edmonton airport into the city. Calgary's airport's not that far, as I recall. It's not that far. So that should be fine. But look at what they did, a week or two ago?
Minnesota, right? Yeah.
Yeah, where they go into Minnesota. And I was thinking, yeah, good luck with that, boys. And sure enough, they have to go on the road. Both teams went back-to-back. But they have to go on the road into a different time zone and played a really good game and won a hockey game. So stranger things have happened. I mean, this is a team that just when you count them out, all of a sudden they'll pop a good game on you. You know that, oh, well, where'd that come from? You know, and they're perfectly capable of doing that. And don't forget, the game in Buffalo probably was the worst game I've ever seen Connor McDavid play, and I've seen quite a few of them. He was awful in that game. The only play he made all night was right off the opening faceoff when he set up Hyman, and then there was a big save made right off the bat, and then the Sabres took over, and McDavid wasn't to be seen for the rest of the game. Buffalo did a very good of bracketing him, you know, so he couldn't get his speed going and he couldn't get rolling. The next time I noticed him is when he made a drop pass to Tage Thompson with the goaltender pulled, and Thompson scored the empty netter. That was about the only other time I noticed him. But this time, Edmonton gets the final change, which is a lot of what ails Buffalo on the road. They have guys who aren't up to some of the matchups that they have, that they get, and it turns into a road disaster. So Lindy Ruff is going to have to figure out a way to, you know, make sure that, you know, he has lines together or defensive pairs together that doesn't get things totally out of whack, because we all know what McDavid and Draisaitl can do in a great big hurry when they get caught, when they get hot.
Yeah. Now, good point on the change there tomorrow. Okay, Paul, we'll talk tomorrow on the pregame, as we appreciate your work tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We will talk to you then.
All right, great. Thank you. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 7-4, Calgary defeating Buffalo tonight. All right, well, still no points on this road trip. We'll see tomorrow if that changes. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. When we come back, save of the game. Driver on the league, update you on the standings. We'll also read some tweets. Send them in at BrianWGR. We'll get connected with our fans then. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. 7-4, Flames beat the Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now
with a drop pass and intercept by Kadri. Sends it in front. Oh, what a save by Lucan. And he got over on Farabee. And he makes a must-save moment happen there. Down 2-0 and early in the second period.
That was right before Buffalo got on the board with Tage Thompson. Our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Lukanen did not finish the game. Lindy Ruff pulled him after 40 minutes in favor of Alex Lyon. Lindy, just speaking with the media in Calgary, just said that he thought Lukanen was fighting the puck and thought that he could maybe shake things up by putting Lyon in the third. Lyon did not have to face a lot of shots, but did make a big save late there to keep Buffalo in it when it was a 5-4 game, to at least give them the opportunity to maybe try and tie it. So, Lindy there saying again, Lukanen kind of fighting the puck, so that's why he pulled him after 40 minutes. Also said he was not happy with some of the calls. He said Calgary got all the calls to get their 5-on-3 situations. Buffalo didn't get any of theirs. And he said he didn't like how some of the officiating dictated some of the play of this game. So there's your locker room report brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, let's read some tweets as they come in here on Brian at Brian WGR on Twitter as we can connect with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Mark says, Brian, I'm not sure what Lindy is thinking anymore. Greenway on the first line, leaving UPL in the net for two periods. A coach has to know when to bench his players. He took Lukanen out. I think, that was all right. I don't know if, individually any of the Lukanen goals I have a huge problem with. I mean, a couple of them were off. One was off of Sharon Govich's arm. The other one was a gorgeous pass that Power didn't cover. So, in the end, I didn't have a problem with him making the change. I guess I kind of agree with how he described it. He thought he was fighting it a little. The fourth goal was bouncing around on him and all that sort of stuff. Let's see here. Jim responding to me saying the Sabres will play again tomorrow at 9. He's, I ain't staying up late again. Screw that. Yep. Well, he probably got a similar feeling with others here. Mortal Gaming says, even on the offside goal, the Flames ended up responding. They always have the response. This team isn't capable of keeping those streaks going. Yep, I would agree. They were not good after shifts tonight, no doubt about it, for sure. Thanks for the tweets. Appreciate you sending them in at Brian WGR. 7-4, Calgary victorious. Let's see what's going on elsewhere. So we get our drive around the league. It's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, light night tonight. There are a couple of games going on right now. 8 to go in Seattle. The Wild have a 2-1 lead on the Kraken. 5:16 to go in Vancouver. It looks like Detroit's going to pick up two more points as the Red Wings are up 3-0 on the Canucks. Buffalo will be in Vancouver Thursday night. Also, Los Angeles doubling up Utah tonight as the Kings win on the road 4-2. And earlier game, Toronto shuts out Tampa 2-0. NFL, Monday Night Football. The Chargers in overtime get a field goal and beat Philadelphia 22-19. The Eagles did have a chance with the ball in OT. Jalen Hurts turned it over again with another interception. He turned it over quite a bit tonight. So Chargers improved to 9-4. That moves into a tie with the Bills. Officially right now with the tiebreaker, the Chargers have moved into the 5 spot in the wild card race. Buffalo the 6, but again, they're both 9-4. And this win by the Chargers, if you're rooting against the Chiefs, well, that's another negative on the Chiefs' side here, as they are 3 games back of the Chargers, and L.A. has also beaten them earlier this year. The Chargers and the Chiefs will still play one more time before the season comes to an end. Our game, Calgary 7, Buffalo 4 again. It'll be the Sabres and the Oilers tomorrow at 9. I'll have the pregame show here at 8 on our flagship station, WGR. Hope you can be with us then. And with that, if you'd stay with us throughout, we appreciate it here as it's well past midnight here in Buffalo. We want to wrap up our post game. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy, our engineer. Kyle Powell, our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. 7-4, the final. Calgary beats Buffalo. We'll talk to you tomorrow night with the Sabres in Edmonton right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.